Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It just feels like a lot of people are just done with Jerry. And I don't know, Daryl, if there's a proper reaction outside of I get it. But I did kind of leave a little encouraged with the idea that he made the big play to begin with. Obviously, you can't fumble in that spot. Fumbling is a disaster. And I'm not betting on Jerry Jeudy long term. He has been on a milk carton more weeks than not. But there's a part of me that I just can't escape when you have this line of quarterbacks up until Shador. That's why he made a big play before the fumble. Up until right. Shador, when it's Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and a handcuffed Joe Flacco at that, I almost wonder if he just throws his hands up in the air and says, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, well, right now he's having the worst season he's had since 2021 with the Broncos.
It's not even close. Yeah, it's not even close.
He had 38 catches in 2021 with the Broncos for 467 yards. No touchdowns that year. This year, he's at 32 catches, 395, just one touchdown. And his longest catch was the one he made yesterday, the 39 yards. His final year in Denver, he ended that season with 54 catches for 758 and two touchdowns. And I think that's right now the pace that he is on.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they got six games to play here. That's the pace that he's on to be in that particular ballpark. But I just feel like with Shador on the field now, he's going to get opportunities now. Because, you know, people want to bring up the targets versus receptions, and I think that's a deceptive statistic because if it's a throwaway, okay, and it's in your direction, you get charged with a target.
Right, right.
And so that's a poor reflection on you, and the ball wasn't even really meant to be caught because it's a throwaway. So I don't think that that's a fair metric, but you got to make the plays when the ball comes to you, and unfortunately this year I think he's been lulled to sleep in some regards because it hasn't been consistent. Mm-hmm. And so then when it comes to him, it's that, oh, geez, what do you know? They remember I'm still on the team.
Well, why the Jets game was so important, because they just fed him a bunch. And it was like, once he was engaged, and he had his best game of the season in that Jets
game. Yeah, 6 for 78 and a score.
Yeah, it was like, just feed him. Feed him a little bit. Let him know. It's funny. Like, you have to, like my toddler, you know, I have to pay attention to Charlotte. I have to, like, she's like, she'll like, hey, daddy. And sometimes she'll, like, even grab my face and, like, kind of, like, yank me over there if I don't respond right away. It's like, you got
to
pay.
If the missus is listening, feel free to send me that video.
She does. She'll, like, yank my face. It's, like, in an aggressive way. I'm like, hey, I'm right here. It's okay. But, like, you have to pay attention. And if you're not.
I guess grabbing your face is better than like pulling at your hair.
There's all sorts of things this kid has done to me. She hit me right in the stones yesterday, and it was the type I dropped. We were at Van Aken, and we were at a restaurant in Van Aken, and I picked her up because I, you know, hey, we're getting ready to go and do all that, and she kicked right there, and I dropped. Right in the middle of the restaurant, people all around the whole everything, I went down. And there was no, I mean, it's been years since that had happened to me. And I mean, it, probably since I was a child and my like little brother or something kicked me there. It'd been years. And it was like a, all of a sudden I got Pele as my child. It hurt.
Here's the question that needs to be
ridiculous.
Asked. Was it an accident or was it intentional?
100% an accident. She's not okay. Trying to hurt me. No.
Well, maybe she didn't want daddy to pick her up. Just saying.
I thought we were on the same team. I thought we were playing the same game and then boom. But the point is like my child, you have to pay attention to Jerry Jeudy. Yes. You have to make sure that you're constantly, he's like a, almost like a plant. You have to keep watering him. You have to keep feeding him a little bit. And so there's a part of me that it just wonders if I'm just a little off base in the whole discussion and he's not worth fighting for because I've never fought for him before. And I was thinking about a different Browns player that ended up going to the Bills and Elijah Moore. And I remember when Elijah Moore got moved, Buffalo Radio had me on, and the excuse I made for Elijah Moore, I said, everyone in the locker room liked Elijah Moore. You can attest to that, Daryl. Everyone yeah. liked Elijah Moore. And I said, but look at the quarterbacks that he's had. How do you expect him to win when he's going with those type of quarterbacks? And so I don't want to give that excuse to Jerry either. He's had too many drops. The fumble was obviously too big. Like, I can't do that for you. Shador's a real quarterback. I know that. I believe that in my heart of hearts. So the excuses need to start going away, and we need to start seeing something with Jerry Jeudy.
I agree. Again, if he's going to get the consistent opportunities, he's being paid to make plays. He's got to make those plays, and he's got to stay mentally engaged during the play because, I think yesterday he got so caught up in the big play, trying to make it an even bigger play, and he lost focus for a minute, and it resulted in a turnover. So, whatever's going on with him, I hope that everything is okay, but fix it so that it's not affecting the play on the field.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because you need Shador Sanders, Shador Sanders needs you. It's a symbiotic relationship.
It can be a win-win for everyone. 216-474 to below 92. At this point, I don't know where Jerry's on the I need to look and find you chart if I'm Shador Sanders, but I hope he doesn't shy away from him. Pierre and Eastlake up next. What's up, Pierre?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm not out on Jerry Jeudy, but it just doesn't feel like he's all that serious about being a receiver in the NFL. Daryl, you're in the facility. You see what they're working on sometimes. Or you see them practicing. But
I see them run individual routes in practice after stretching, and that's about it.
But is he taking time after practice to use the jugs machine? Is he focusing? Like, you can say with everything, yes, performance on the field is important for the players and the coaching, but like the coaches can only be on the players so much. Like, they have to go out and put in the extra effort. And yes, you could say look at the quarterbacks he's had, but he still needs to be focused. How many times this year has a ball hit Jerry Jeudy in the hands on third down or second and long, and it could be a first down, and he drops it, and then he puts his hands on his helmet? Like, it's, yes, coaching has to coach him up, and yes, you need good quarterback play to be a good wide receiver. Like, you can't have trash quarterbacks and be a number one, but he needs to put in the effort. He needs to be the one to focus himself. He needs to be the one to go in early and work with the quarterback, stay late and work on the jugs machine, or you work on his grip strength. And it just doesn't feel like he's totally focused on that. And I understand that you know, with anything, with you guys, with me, with anybody, you need to have a separation between work life and personal life. You have to be able to check out, but he needs to eat, breathe, and live football for these next few, he just needs to focus. He needs to do it. I think he can do it, but I'm also concerned that last year was an outlier, and that's who he is. He's a two guy. He's a three guy that can be in the slot, that can get some plays, but isn't that kind of guy that can really be focused, locked in, and do it when it matters.
All right, thank you, Pierre. I appreciate you, man.
Well, I mean, look, Pierre's right. He's not a number one wide receiver. He's being asked to play a role that just doesn't fit him.
Yeah.
And listen,
I agree.
That's not me dogging on Jerry at all, not by any stretch of the imagination. This team does not have a number one wide receiver, and so Jerry has to step into that role because he's all they have. But he's better suited to be a two in the hierarchy, route, wherever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's suited as. But at the same time, you have an opportunity to show that, even though if that isn't your game, but it can be. Like, in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Again, when you're going through what he's gone through in his career as far as the volume of quarterbacks, it's hard to really have any consistency.
Yeah, because he had a bunch of them in Denver, too.
And I think it's 5 or 6 so far now with the Browns in 2 years. Like, that's really hard. I get it. I do. No, I understand.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think, like, so I made that excuse for Elijah Moore, and then Elijah Moore in Buffalo has done nothing, right?
Right.
So, like, if we put Jerry Jeudy on a different team, throw him on, let's even put him on a good team, put him on Kansas City, do the drops all of a sudden go away?
I can't answer that.
Because I don't think they do.
I don't know how to answer that. I would hope.
That's a problem I have, even though I have this like defensive Jerry right now.
I mean, if you can't be focused to catch passes from Patrick Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why you're in the profession.
Well, because if he keeps playing like he's playing, that's where he's going to end up. Because one of those wide receiver cast-offs that Mahomes always ends up having, where it was like you had a bunch of talent, the league put up with you for 6 or 7 years, you got paid a decent amount of money, and here you're in Kansas City, because that's where it seems like every wide receiver goes at the end of their career, and then Mahomes makes them look decent.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes them look better than they typically are, but at that point, you're already done. You're already shot. 216-474-0092.
Tom Brady did the same thing with the Patriots.
It's not a bad retirement plan.
I mean, Bill Belichick used to bring every washed-up wide receiver to New England and try and see if he could make something out of him.
There's worse lots in life than ending up with that. But for Jerry Jeudy, I think for years he legitimately thought he was a number one wide receiver. He walked around like he was a number one wide receiver. If you told him this is how it ends with the Browns, and then he ends up being basically a cast-off in Kansas City system, I bet he's very disappointed at that development. I bet he's very disappointed. I bet if you told him this offseason that anything close to what's happening this year was going down, he'd look at you like you have a banana taped to your forehead and you're crazy. 216-474-0092. Are you done with Jerry Jeudy? I saw a lot of fans feel like they were just out on Jerry Jeudy. They were done with him. I was actually in a weird way. The fumble's not great. You can't excuse that. I was encouraged by the idea that he did get open. He did make the catch initially, and then maybe we can clean that up down the road. Jim in Cleveland up next. What's up, Jim?
Wow. It's time to cut Jerry Jeudy. He's just a showboat punk, and he doesn't play professionally. And Stefanski made a mistake by not taking him out of the game and saying, when you're ready to act professionally on the field, I'll put you back in.
Oh, man.
We don't need to, you know, coddle him. I mean, he's a man. He's supposed to be professional. He's over trying to do, like, some stupid, you know, jerk, you know, move that three guys are around him. You know, and he was wide open. I mean, anybody high school could have caught that pass. Come on, man. He's got to go. I don't like him. I can't count on him when the team needs a catch. Sorry. Bye, Jerry.
I get it, Jim. I do. I appreciate you, man. I get it. Because in a big-time play, I don't want the ball. That's the saddest part. Saddest thing I can say. Big-time play right now, I don't want the ball thrown in Jerry Judy's direction. That's a real problem for Jerry Jeudy. I can defend him a little bit in this segment, but he makes a good point right there at the end. You have a big-time moment. You need a first down.
I can think of four other guys I want the ball thrown to before Jerry Jeudy right now.
It's third and eight. You need a big-time play, something to happen. I roll the dice with Shador coming up with somebody else, then throwing it to Jerry to make sure that he can get the job done. I can't rely on him. I can't. It's an unfair spot he's been put in.
I hope that over the course of the next six games, he gets it together and shows that he is the reliable receiver the Browns gave him the contract extension to. But right now... Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to defend him. Like, I honestly, sitting here, Jonathan, I honestly want to be able to defend him.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot that I can cling to do that, other than just to say, well, look what he did last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.